So I want to actually take the liberty of moving on to ALK. And John, I'd like you to present your 55-year-old bicyclist and widely read blogger. That got my interest.
So this gentleman, he's one we always enjoy seeing in clinic. As Neil mentioned, he's a blogger who details every step along the way on his journey. He's been doing this now for a number of years.
Is he your patient?
He is. Is he talking about you? He has a second doctor. He actually is in there, yeah. And so you can track, you know, week by week his treatment, even before he had any favorable turns. And
all the patients should do that. You're going to find out what's going on with him.
Well, I'll tell you, one point is, you know, we know if we're not doing the job by him, everybody's going to know about
it.
So it does keep us on our toes, certainly. And he was a hardcore bicyclist. In fact, his son is a pro biker who he's gotten to see bike now in recent years because of this. But he initially had a suboptimal, he's a non-smoker, as you might guess, suboptimal biopsy. EGFR mutant testing was negative. He was found to have stage 3 disease, although there was a question of whether there might be some pleural involvement, but he got sort of the benefit of the doubt, and he's treated with chemoradiation.
So how long ago did he present?
You know, so he would have presented in 2010.
So 2010. It's found to be EGFR mutant. Those are the pre-ALK days.
Right.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
And gets his chemo radiation, and then what happens?
Yeah, well, so he did relatively well at first with chemo radiation, had some radiation scarring in that area, and eventually it became more and more consolidated, and he started having obstructive pneumonias, and it was clear he had a local recurrence in that area. And he was actually, I mean, I wasn't taking care of him originally, but he was on the inpatient service, had an obstructive pneumonia, and, you know, other people had had discussions with him about considering hospice care, that, you know, he was in terrible shape. He couldn't get more chemotherapy because of these recurrent obstructive pneumonias. He had already been radiated in that area. So the situation was pretty dire. And actually, just as this was happening, routine ALK testing became available. And so even though we were just focusing on getting him through his acute illness, we just said, well, why don't we go back and dig that out and send it? And it came back positive. And so he was started on crizotinib, and within a month, his lungs opened up, the obstruction was relieved. He started feeling wonderfully, he was able to start biking again. So it was really a spectacular turn of events there, and really returned to a near CR where he became asymptomatic from his treatment.
So just to probe a little bit more, while on the crizotinib, any side effects or issues, visual problems?
No, you know, and we talked to him about the odd visual occurrences at night and things like
that.
Very, very little in terms of side effects. He actually got back to the point where he said his life was essentially normal, you know, for a long period of time with essentially no side effects referable to treatment.
So he has this great response. It must have been an amazing personal experience to go through. I'm really curious to read what his blog was like around those times.